Blog Talk Radio.
Talk Time with Burgundy. I'm your host, Burgundy Mallory. I'm very excited to announce that this evening on the show, we have fashion designer Cedric Dark, and yes, he is the first fashion designer on our show. Now, I got the opportunity to interview him during New York Fashion Week, which was amazing. Therefore, a little later in the show, you will get to listen to his thoughts and answers some of the questions that we received from our emails. Remember, you may call into the show and ask some questions at 646-668-8147. Or if you're a little shy, you can email us at crowntalkwithburgundy, that's B-Y-R-G-U-N-D-Y, at gmail.com if you want to ask him a question. The question of the show is, are you able to know the difference between modeling and or fun fashion modeling? So, you can go to our Facebook page, which is Crown Talk with Burgundy Radio Talk Show and Magazine, and put down your answers, or you can go to our Instagram at Crown Talk with Burgundy and write down what you have to say about that question. A few announcements. Do you want to give to grace your face on this radio show? Please email your headshots and bio to crowntalkwithburgundy@gmail.com. We would love to hear what your platform is as a title holder, or if you're a director, to hear about your system, and if you're a fashion designer, just to hear about what your brand is all about. To give a wonderful thank you to McFarland Stone University, one of our wonderful sponsors, you can get your honorary degree today. You can visit www.mcformalstoneuniv.wixsite.com/mcu-edu. You can join them in Florida June 21st, 2018 for their graduation. You never know, you may get your honorary degree today. And now, ladies and gentlemen, what we've all been waiting for, the amazing designer, Cedric Dark. Hey, Cedric.
How you doing, Mallory?
How's everything going?
Everything is going fine. I'm just trying to get better each day, you know?
Yes, I completely agree. I understand. So we have a lot of emails that came in, and we want to get straight to them. But before we get to them, I want you to give our audience a little quick backstory of who the designer Cedric Dark is as an individual.
As an individual, I like to say myself, I'm very cool, calm, and I like to be kind of like low-key. And, you know, like most designers, you know, they probably want to be more noticeable or more flashy. But, you know, me, you know, I just like to be calm, you know, always, you know, cool, you know, and laid back, easygoing, you know, willing to learn from anybody.
Well, you definitely are laid back, and you're very cool and fun to talk to as a designer. So with my experience being able to interview, it was really fun. We had a fun time before the interview, during the interview, and after. So it was really fun.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. And it was nice meeting you. It was a blessing, too. I really did have fun for New York Fashion Week. Well, what a blast.
Yes, and all your designs were amazing. So we're going to get some into these questions because it's a lot of them. So our first one comes from New York City, New York, and they've asked, what, according to you, is your favorite part of being a fashion designer?
My favorite part of being a fashion designer is basically seeing the first time somebody actually putting on the piece and just seeing the reaction and the emotions. It gives off so much. Like it gives off so much energy at a time. It's so much. It's amazing to feel it. Just to see somebody, you know, give off that reaction from kids to adults.
I acknowledge what you said, their reactions when they actually put on your attire. I could see when we were at Fashion Week, the little kids, when they put on your clothes, they were so happy. I'm pretty sure I heard some of them saying they went asking their parents, could they take their outfits home? So
right,
what you're
right.
Did they take?
You know, just hearing it from a kid, to me, that means, you know, how much do they really know? If they really see something they really like, that means, you know, I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. And everybody, if you haven't seen some of his designs, later on in the show, I'm going to tell you how you can get in contact with him, how you can follow his website and all his social media sites for the Burger brand. So while we're talking about that, there is a question from Denver, Colorado, and they've asked, how do you stay up with the latest fashion, or do you create from what you envision should be the next look?
I definitely create what I think should be the next look. I stay pretty much, like, condemned to myself and stay, like, so narrow-minded and focus on to what I'm, you know, what I'm doing, and I think I'm trying, I think I'm more of a trendsetter. So, and I try to just put that trendsetter wave into my designing, you know?
Yes, and you have a significant, unique style, and it's really different, but at the same time, it's something that no one's ever seen before, but they have seen it, so it kind of gives it that unique style, and wanting to actually wear the clothing and everything.
Yeah, I think my approach is sometimes I just be having this chic demeanor. I always was taught like a business of class, so I always want to try to give off a chic look, and also I'm in love with patterns and colors. And I think patterns and colors is really like my strong point to go along with my designing.
Well, you definitely have that, especially when we were with all of the designs that I've seen on all your social media sites, and I can tell that you do like a lot of patterns, but they're very unique patterns, as I said, so you definitely have that unique style, and that's an amazing thing to have in the fashion industry.
Thank you. You're making me seem like, you know, like I'm one of the best.
Yes. Well, we actually have a few callers calling in, so we're going to stop for a second on these emails, and we are going to answer some calls.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Mm-hmm. Hi, how are you?
Hello. I'm doing fine.
Hey.
How are you doing?
We're doing wonderful. Do you have a question or comment to Cedric?
Yeah, Ced. Hey, man, I love what you're doing, man. Keep up the good work, man. I see you holding it down for Louisiana, putting us out there for fashion. So, man, just what makes you want to do fashion? Like, what puts you in that situation?
What made me want to do fashion? Just like growing up, you know, in the hood, honestly, and seeing all these fly people, you know, with the newest fashion. Our neighborhood superstars, and then growing up as a kid, you know, that's what I wanted, and so I worked hard to get those things to have the latest fashion. And as I got older, you know, I just noticed that all the stupidity that I was doing of buying clothes and of the latest fashion, that I could get paid off of this. I could do my own thing. And I just needed a way, and I needed some way how to do it. And that's what made me, you know, moving up to New York, give me the opportunity of doing it.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. I like the sweaters you came out with. I need me a purple and gold one, though.
Purple and gold. Sound like we got a cute dog on the phone, right?
Now, you already know.
that's funny, my dad's
a cute dog. Shout out to all my cuties out there.
And man, I got one of my other partners. He want to know if you gonna make some shirts, some T-shirts. You know, down south we don't get that cold weather like up there.
Okay. Honestly, just talking about the T-shirts. Right now I'm in the works of, and I'm almost finished putting the finishing designers on my T-shirts, my first ever Berta T-shirts. That's going to be coming out. It's coming out soon, you know. To say, like springtime, you know, three more weeks from now.
Okay. I'm looking forward. Mm-hmm. Gotta get me one.
Okay, I appreciate the love. I really, really do.
Oh man, much love. Just keep doing your thing, man. Thank y'all for having me on.
I ain't got it right.
Thank you for calling in. Well, we're going to take another sponsorship break really quickly and say Double Exposure Hoops, more in-depth recruitment. You can visit them at www.doubleexposure.wixsite.com/Double Exposure Hoops. It's a really good basketball website to go look at. So before we start into the rest of our questions, I have a question for you. As a children's designer and just as a designer in general, how have you transitioned into your new brand of Berta Brands with, like, the female – I know we've talked that you want to do female clothing, some dresses and stuff. Like, how are you going to transition from doing the children's and kids into doing the adult as far as dresses and designing those types of clothes?
Oh, I really like that question. I really love it. This is what is going to give me the transition from kids to adults.
Mm-hmm.
The way how I make my clothes are cartonly to the Berta projects. And see, like, the Berta projects are based upon photo shoots, with also with some type of directing, acting, to go along with it, to go along with the shoots. So it's this is an overall performance of modeling and acting, and some of these kids that I deal with are you know, basically they are triple threats. They could dance, sing, act, do whatever. And so lately, involving the project, I might have a makeup artist. Well, I have a makeup artist. I do sometimes have adults participate. Everybody have Berta clothes, attire on, and that's by Berta. And so, so everybody who plays along into the stories and the skits and the photo shoots, basically kids and adults, is, you know, I'm slowly transitioning, bringing in more and more, you know, adult clothing, not even adult clothing, teen clothing, you know, a little bit more and more.
Yeah, so you're
so that's how I'm,
you have a broad range of individuals you work with. You don't only work with children, just not, you know, the older people. You work with teenagers as well. So that's pretty awesome, having a wide range of and just a variety of ages that you work with. And then you have a team behind you as well.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
And some of these kids, honestly, I've been working with for over 3 years since I started. And so I'm seeing them getting older and older and watching them grow. It's awesome.
Oh, wow. So but you actually work with some, you've been working with some of these kids for 3+ years. And so as they transition into being older, you get to put them in clothing that's maybe of a different size and a different style because they are an older age.
Yes. I didn't see it. I have pictures and videos on it. I'm like, wow. You know, getting more comfortable with their parents, everything. It's truly a blessing.
And that's awesome because you're also like a mentor to them, so they look up to you.
Yes. That's what it's all about. That's what Berta Brand is all about. It's not really about clothing. Berta Brand is a brand for artists to come to express their way and their feelings. Me, I'm just associated with Berta Brand. As an artist, as creativity, and my specialty is fashion, you know.
Okay, awesome. Well, we have some more questions from our emails, and so we're going to keep going on with those. From Denver, Colorado, from Decatur, Georgia, they've asked, what do you consider the important facets of the fashion industry?
Wait, can you repeat it the last part again?
Yes. From Decatur, Georgia, they asked, what do you consider the important facets of the fashion industry?
What I consider. I think I would have to say love, love and passion. If you don't show no type of love into like the fashion, it's not gonna give off pretty much of nothing. Same look, same attire, same feel. Everybody looking the same, basic.
Yes, and kind of piggyback off what you're saying, whatever you're doing, it's imperative that you love to do it. So, for example, you love to deal with clothing and fashion and mentoring kids and in the fashion industry and in the modeling industry and in the fashion industry, you have to love what you're doing. So I think it's wonderful that you answered with that answer.
Yeah, you definitely have to love what you're doing or you're not going to definitely give you all. And if you're not getting you all, then you're cheating the people.
Exactly. Now, our next question comes from... Oh, I'm sorry. Keep going.
No, you can go. You can go, ma'am. What's the next question?
Okay, our next question comes from Boise, Idaho. They've asked, how would you describe your personal style?
I think my personal style is I'm cool, and it speaks for itself sometimes. But I'm definitely always going with just trying to. I like being chic, no matter whatever I'm in, urban or casual. But, you know, I kind of just based off my energy, the way how I feel, honestly.
Okay. Our next question comes from Wichita, Kansas, and they've asked, how would you relate past and present fashion trends in today's society?
The most like I relate about it is the colors. Like the colors might change for different seasons, different years, but the styles are pretty much the same. Only thing, the body changed over the years, so the clothes changed by getting a little smaller over the years. That's what mostly pretty much changes all the time, though. I guess the colors and the style. You know, that came around the development of the stature of the human is how we're growing now.
And I've noticed lately that I've seen a lot of the women in bell bottoms, so I see that the 70s is kind of coming back, kind of that style. So I love that even though some things are in the past and they're coming to the present now, I love that even though they're in the past, they're now in the present. So, like, the bell bottoms are coming back and they're really cute and really chic. They're just really, it's a really cute outfit to put with any, like a cute little crop top or, you know, cute sweater to go with it. So I think it's really cool, and you really can't make things in the past and what's in the present, because at the end of the day, it's all going to come back around in a circle.
It is. That's the only thing is, like I said, the only thing that's pretty much changing is the shape of it, how it fits, and that's growing to the different stature of the body. But, you know, but somebody just asked me to make something, them same pants as you just named, like that. Somebody asked me to make them in a certain fabric. It was a girl, and that's what they wanted with the crop top.
Fabric. What is your favorite type of fabric?
Honestly, I like to play with four-way stretch fabric. Four-way and two-way stretch fabric. Anything that's like that, I love to play with it.
Okay. Well, I'll have to definitely try that type of fabric out.
Huh?
I said I'll definitely try that type of fabric out on my clothing.
Oh yeah. Two way and a four way stretch, you know, it's pretty good, you know, for a lot of women. It could shape you up real well. It gives shape to the body. Also, it's not as rough, and it probably, like, every girl probably could have that type of percentage or that type of fabric in their wardrobe or some type of piece made.
Okay. Now, we actually just had more emails come in, and the next one comes from Mobile, Alabama, and they've asked, what is the Berta brand? What is it?
Berta brand, it's named after my grandma. Alberta Verdun. I come from Houma, Louisiana, but I was also born in Grand Cayou, Louisiana. It's an area where Indian and French, a French native culture, where my grandma grew up at. And also where we lived on the same land together when I was born. And it gets real bad during the hurricane season because Grand Cayou is basically surrounded by, it's 90%, probably more than that, of all salt water. It's salt water. It's salt water. It's that dirty salt down there. And so that's more of my Cajun Indian and heritage. Something that I'm familiar with, French, my French heritage of my grandparents speaking French, 100% Cajun French and stuff like that. So I spent a lot of time. She was known for having high fashion clothes because she always worked her whole life. She even also raised a child that went to the NFL and several other good children. And she just was, you know, worked hard. She had two houses on this land where all his family lived at. And then during one of these hurricanes Hurricane Katrina came and it flooded out the city. Well, it flooded out Grand Cayou. Her house was flooded on, both of our houses were flooded underneath the water for like over 3.5 weeks, like completely. And so she had lost everything. And then shortly after she passed, but before she passed, she moved with us. So it was, again, in my adult years, I spent a lot of great time with her in my adult years also, not only as a kid. And Hurricane Katrina just drove her crazy because basically, like, you know, well, you live in Grand Cayou, them type of areas, even just in Houma, like certain areas, you don't get even house insurance or flood insurance because it's, you know, because we're below sea level. And so I had named my brand after my passing of my grandma. So, you know, Berta brand.
Oh, wow. That's a really good story behind how you brought about the Berta brand. Really touching.
Yes.
Well, our next.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's cool.
So our next question comes from Chicago, Illinois. They've asked, where do you see yourself in 10 years?
I see myself in 10 years really expressing more of my creative art as far as into fashion and also into myself. And in 10 years, I also have goals as going to actual school for fashion. And hopefully, you know, I could go on Project Runway and win it. and just keep on staturing myself as a person in the fashion industry.
Well, you're definitely a superb fashion designer. And if you go on shows, then we'll definitely be rooting you on the whole time and we'll vote for you and make sure that you get a lot of support.
Thank you, man. I really, really appreciate it. Because honestly, I really feel now I really feel like I'm really a fashion designer. Because, you know, this is not my, you know, I really do make clothes and I love clothes, but, you know, sometimes it's hard for me to say like I'm a fashion designer, but after tonight I'm gonna just be like I'm a fashion designer, you know. It's giving me a lot of confidence.
Yes. Well, how can our audience learn more about the Berta brand, and are you ever looking for models?
First, if you want to find Berta brand, you can find Berta brand on bertabrand.com. That's the internet. The .com. And also, you can just look me up on IG at CedricDark84. I make completely a lot of updates about Berta brand. I'm always looking for models. Also, I'm looking for models in different states. Berta Baron currently do a lot of projects in Louisiana and to New York and New Jersey. So we always just looking for people that's, you know, that's willing to help out and participate.
Okay, awesome. Well, Cedric, we have come to the end of our show, and I've really enjoyed talking to you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, same way. I really enjoyed it. I hope I could come back again.
Yes, most definitely. And thank you so much, Cedric, for coming on the show and talking all things fashion. We wish you luck on all your quintessential success. And I know that I am very excited to see all of your new adventures.
Thanks. I really appreciate it. Same as well with you.
So much. And you have a great evening.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, you may follow Cedric Dark on his personal Instagram, Cedric, CedricDark84. His business Instagram, at Berta Fashion, and that's BERDA, and then fashion. His Facebook, Berta, or his personal Facebook page, is SHAWDYDARK. Or you can go to his website and see what he is all about and kind of look at his lookbook as well. His website is www.berda-brand. Also, if you want to learn a little more about Crown Talk, you can go to our Facebook page, Crown Talk with Burgundy, our Instagram, Crown Talk with Burgundy. You can go to our Snapchat or Twitter, Crown Talk with BY, and our YouTube, CTWB, and then Burgundy. And we have a lot of opportunities coming available and coming up. So if you are a title holder or you are a model and you want to take over our Snapchat, you may. Just all you have to do is DM us or PM us, and we'll get back with you ASAP. Remember, he is looking for models in New Jersey, New York, and Louisiana, and you can actually be from anywhere. It's just that's where most of his projects are located in. So make sure that you give him or that you contact us so that we can get you in contact with him. Thank you, audience and listeners, for always supporting the Crown Talk brand. I hope you have a fantastic week. And remember, you're never too young to be a role model.